Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Friday, gang. Welcome, of course, to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Oh, I went all Jeremy Clarkson there. Hello, Andy. No, I didn't. Now we begin with Manchester United. Oh, again, and the pressure mounts on Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. Boring. Trevor Sinclair believes the West Ham boss David Moyes will be better placed to manage United now, having been sacked 7 years ago by the Red Devils. Roll the tape.
Ooh.
I don't think he would have made it at Manchester United the first time round. I think the job was too big for him too soon, and it was probably the wrong time to take the job. I think the disappointments and the experience...
A lot more pressure, isn't there, on Manchester United?
Yeah, there is, but I think he's in a better position to do that job now after the disappointments and after looking back and analysing where it went wrong and having a bit of an experience abroad, coming back, and the job that he's done at West Ham. I think he's a better all-round manager.
Now, ahead of the game between Spurs and Manchester United on game day, which is live and exclusive on TalkSport. Yeah, exclusive. United captain Harry Maguire has been speaking about that defeat to Liverpool. Lucky him.
Listen to those boos. The halftime whistle just goes. I've not heard that at Old Trafford for a long, long time, but it's all they deserve for the performance that they put in, certainly defensively.
It was an horrible experience for us, the club. We let ourselves down, we let the manager down, we let the fans down. So we've got to put something right. We've obviously had a lot of discussion on it this week, analysed it, where we went wrong, but we've got to play better. Individually, we've got to play better. We've got to cut out the mistakes. In a big game against Liverpool, we know how intense it is. The first half was so open. I mean, there was chance after chance for both teams, and they were so clinical and we wasn't, but we can't play like that. We can't play as open as that. We can't give as many chances to these players. So we know we've got to improve. Defensively, we've got to do better. Individually, we've got to do better. We can't look at anyone else. We can't blame anyone else. We can't point the finger. We've got to look at ourselves in the mirror and improve ourselves, and then we come together as a group and we move forward.
On to my show now, and Andy Goldstein's Drive Time alongside Darren Bent and the former West Ham midfielder and Arsenal Jack Wilshere. We discuss Declan Rice and whether the Hammers have a strong enough squad to finish in the top four.
My only reservations with West Ham is simply squad depth. I think, listen, there's going to come a time, you hope not, that there might be a few injuries in their squad, but certainly 1 to 11 right now. They're playing as well as anyone. They look dangerous. They look organised. David Moyes has got them playing the right way, high energy.
If this goes in, West Ham are through and Manchester City are out. Saeed Benrahma steps up, right-footed, scores!
When you look at the top four, Manchester United is the fourth team in that top four, you'd have to say right now. But with the whole situation regarding around Ole, I think that fourth place is up for grabs. I think West Ham could get it. I think there's a chance. Arsenal, Spurs, Leicester, there's a few teams there. I mean, listen, we've not even mentioned Brighton, and they're there or thereabouts as well. So I think it generally is up for grabs.
Here's Declan Rice into the penalty area for West Ham, through the legs of the goalkeeper, Livakovic, and West Ham double their lead.
Do you think being in the Champions League for a side like West Ham will keep any player that's thinking of leaving? Obviously, Declan Rice.
100%.
Yeah, 100%.
100%.
Even if you're winning, if you're getting into the Champions League via the back door throughout the Europa League?
I think for an extra year, definitely.
Yeah, like, at least
I mean,
one more year.
I mean, you talk about Dec and eventually probably want to go and win the Premier League, but to play in the Champions League with his boyhood club would be massive for him.
Do you know what as well? I don't even see it as sneaking in the back door. To win the Europa, to get into the Champions League, that's unbelievable.
Yeah. You're right. Do West Ham have to win a trophy to be successful this season?
No, if they get in the top four and don't win anything, that's still an unbelievable season for them.
Yeah,
agreed.
Now, Hollywood actors Rob McElhenney and Ryan Reynolds say they loved every minute of their first ever football game. The pair are, of course, the new owners of non-league club Wrexham and saw them in defeat at Maidenhead. Here they are chatting with TalkSport's Ian the Moosey Moosey Abrahams.
You're dealing now in a sport with promotion and relegation. Is that kind of weird to you?
It's absolutely terrifying.
It's terrifying, but it's also what makes it so exciting.
Yes.
You know, I admittedly didn't know that much about how that worked until I spoke with Rob and got a little bit more connected to the football system. But that's everything. And that's what makes it so, there are real stakes. You know, there are huge stakes for everyone.
That was the key. That was the key to the entire thing working, where we recognized, oh, wow, you really could not just theoretically act practically. You could take a team, and teams have done it, from the league we're in right now to go all the way up. Now, no one has gone from our league all the way up to the Premier League, but we've gone from the National League. Some clubs have gone to the National League to the Championship, so we're obviously going to try and go a little bit further.
I've been at games in the past whereby some of your mates have been there. So Tom Hanks has been at Villa and Julia Roberts has been at Chelsea. Who famous are you going to get to come to a game here?
I don't know either of those two people.
Yeah. I would love to get Will Ferrell here.
Yes.
He's a pal and someone I just finished working with and huge, huge football fan. So I would love to see Will Ferrell at the race course.
We want to win right now while we're alive. And we also want to set up the structure for the club to continue to win long after we're dead.
Unless there's a meteor, in which case we're all
Beth Fisher, ITV Wales. Thank you.
I was about to say that's being streamed live on ITV Wales. Apologies for the language there. Chris, you're...
No! Oh, my gosh! I had no idea. I'm so sorry.
No, it's fine.
Great job, Ryan.
Welcome to Wales.
Nothing but class coming out of Canada. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
Now, is the role of the number nine dying out in football? Apparently it is, according to a former Premier League centre-forward, Sir Les Ferdinand. And who are we to disagree? Here he is to tell us more.
It certainly is. When you look at what Man City did last year and what they're doing again this year, and you know, I think there's a few teams that might opt for that option. But then again, you look at Man City, and you know, they were willing to pay a lot of money for Harry Kane because I think they realise that number nine, who's going to guarantee them 20 goals a season, 20-plus goals a season, is a must for him.
Emil Heskey, the former Liverpool, Aston Villa, Wigan and England striker.
No, not really. Again, it's horses for courses. Again, I'm sure there'll be a time where Man City need a number nine up there who's going to traditionally get them their majority of their goals, and they will adapt their game around that. But at this moment in time, the positions that they exploit are more for their wingers.
Now, Burnley manager Sean Dyche, he doesn't sound like that, believes allowing five subs per game in the Premier League will help the richest clubs the most. Football's lawmakers have recommended making the change permanent after initially bringing it in during the pandemic. Dyche says certain sides will benefit more than others, or certain sides... It doesn't sound anything like him, does it?
The point was I made, it's favourable to the big clubs, quite obviously. They carry big squads of top players. It can only be favourable. The more subs and the more availability of subs, the more they can use. It helps keep the group that they might have active and therefore a bit more settled as well. So less on the management off the pitch with a group of professionals who all want to play. Which I do understand that side, actually, because the way Premier League football, and all football, but certainly Premier League football has gone, there are bigger squads, factually. There is a lot of money spent on these squads, so I get that side of it. But when you go to competitive advantage, then it has to be more competitively advantageous for a group that have 25 international footballers and can use five of them as subs, let's say, than it is a smaller group like ourselves who, you know, haven't got that availability. That's just an obvious fact. But I do understand the reasons why they'd consider it. Of course, with growing squads and the amount of money they're putting into these squads now, they have to try and find a way of keeping them active and allowing them the chance to be used.
Crystal Palace chairman Steve Parish has been speaking at the opening of the club's £20 million academy redevelopment. Parish said he's happy with manager Patrick Vieira, but not so happy with their points total.
We felt we made a good decision for the football club. You know, I felt Patrick was somebody that the football club could
could work with somebody who wanted to do it. We're all very encouraged by the performances. We're all a little bit discouraged by the points total that we've got because we feel that we should have more. You know, you get what you deserve in football in the end, you know, so there's no point moaning about it. And nobody's more realistic than that than Patrick. You know, nobody's a harder critic on himself than Patrick. So we know there are areas we've got to improve, but absolutely, the football's great. I think the fans are enjoying it.
Hosts England have been drawn alongside Northern Ireland in the group stages for next summer's Women's Euros. They'll also contest Group A with Austria and Norway. After the draw, TalkSport's Flo Lloyd-Hughes spoke to the Lioness manager, Serena Wiegman.
Finally, we know who was in our group, so we can, well, we were already preparing for it. And with the draw, I always said, well, this is what it is, and it doesn't matter who you get in front of you, you just have to play the best game you can. So people ask me, are you happy or not? I can say that after the tournament, are we happy or not? But, you know, we have Austria in a group. We also have Northern Ireland in a group for the qualification for the World Cup. So we know each other really well.
And the Women's Football Weekly podcast is available via the TalkSport app. On now to boxing. And promoter Eddie Hearn has told TalkSport that Anthony Joshua, or AJ, is looking for ways to avenge his defeat to Alexander Usyk, but fears that trainer Rob McCracken could be the fall guy.
All three scores go to the winner by unanimous decision. And new heavyweight champion of the world.
Hey! Got to pay back. Revenge.
I think the trip to America was a little bit of soul searching. Obviously, look, he's very close with Rob McCracken. He's more than a trainer to him as well. But Joshua is just hell-bent on revenge against Alexander Usyk. And I think it's a position where he has to go and improve. He has to change. He has to, I think, maybe change his environment, certainly change his tactic, and potentially freshen that up with a new trainer as well. He's in a great place mentally about the fight. He's very disappointed, still a little bit angry with his performance. But like I said, everything now just geared up to getting in training camp and trying to avenge the defeat to Usyk.
Now, TalkSport has won the rights to rugby's Autumn Nations series. It all kicks off this Saturday from 2 p.m. on TalkSport 2 as Scotland host Tonga. Then the big one, Wales welcome New Zealand. Cue skipper Alan Wynne-Jones.
To have the fans back is going to be very special for a lot of us. I know what it's like. There's a few guys that haven't played with a crowd of that magnitude in the Principality. And, you know, we're all relishing seeing the fans and getting back to, you know, semi-normality with, you know, a full house.
That's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. Don't, of course, forget to press that subscribe button. I'm back on my show, Andy Goldstein's Drive Time, alongside Darren, the Brentmeister, Bent, from 4 p.m. There is, of course, live football tonight as Charlie Austin's QPI, he doesn't know them, but we just know him well, take on Nottingham Forest. That one's live and exclusive to TalkSport 2 in the Championship, and it all kicks off at 7:45. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first thing in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. And in the podcast, we'll hear from some more of the Premier League gaffers, including Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. We just can't escape them at the moment, can we? Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news.
Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.